With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The suspect in that Canadian school shooting was a young woman who first killed her mother and stepbrother at home, then went to a school and opened fire. She killed 7 people and wounded 25 more before she took her own life. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald.
Officers approached the school. Rounds were fired in their direction. Officers entered the school to locate the threat. Within minutes, an individual confirmed to be the shooter located with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot. Suspect has been identified as 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootselaar, who is a resident of Cumberland Ridge.
And McDonald says the deceased suspect did have a history with authorities.
The police had attended that residence on multiple occasions over the past several years, dealing with concerns of mental health with respect to our suspect.
House lawmakers rejecting President Trump's bid to prevent Congress from challenging his tariffs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
3 Republicans voted with Democrats in favor of being able to debate tariffs. It was a setback for the Trump White House, which had lobbied GOP lawmakers. Democrats have introduced resolutions to end the president's tariffs on several countries, and Tuesday's vote allows them to move forward. Punchbowl News reports that Speaker Mike Johnson said, "This is life with a small majority." Greg Clugston, the White House.
Things got a little testy on Capitol Hill. Attorney General Pam Bondi and the House Judiciary Committee clashing during a very combative hearing. Democrats constantly launched into a blistering attack on Bondi, who insisted she was, quote, not going to get in the gutter with them. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign comes to the state of Maine.
The signs are simple. They say, "Christ is King," in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, "When mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed." So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Christian school launching a campaign called Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College encouraging people to take the same free online courses the late Charlie Kirk took and study the classics, the American founding, and, of course, the Holy Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arn recalled telling the young activist that a good education is very worthwhile. This is SRN News. Casey Wasserman, the head of the L.A. Summer Games, will remain in charge after being mentioned briefly in the Jeffrey Epstein files. Gethin Coolbaugh has more.
The board's executive committee met Wednesday to discuss his appearance in the newly released government files. The Justice Department documents show Wasserman exchanged flirtatious emails in 2003 with Ghislaine Maxwell. The board says he faces no accusations of wrongdoing. LA 28 says an outside legal firm helped conduct a review with Wasserman's full cooperation. The executive committee says his relationship with Epstein and Maxwell does not go beyond what is already public. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The head of Meta's Instagram testifying during a landmark social media trial. He disagrees that people can be addicted to social media platforms. Adam Mosseri says it's critically important to differentiate between clinical addiction and problem use. More details, srnnews.com.